Valley Electric Association is working to be as transparent as possible with our members, now more than ever. Our interim CEO has opened the books, providing members with monthly financials, board reports, an annual review by auditors, and expanded content on our websites for ease of access and transparency. VEA has reduced our annual operating expenses by $11 million, with further savings still to come. Valley Electric Association, we are your cooperative, your community, and we're your neighbors.
Are you seeking a career change? Are you a motivated self-starter with solid computer skills and radio board operating experience? Well, the folks here at 790 Talk Now are expanding. They're in the midst of a valley-wide search for the best and brightest radio production talent. If you want to help produce Live and Local Now and other 790 Talk Now programming, I want you as a part of our Royce International Broadcasting team. For more information, call Debbie McKay at 760-851-9447. That number again, 760-851-9447.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Great to have you with us, live and local now for a Tuesday. Bob Coffin was replying to a Ralston Reports tweet and said this, and this is a quote, this legendary fabulist has one peer, and that is King George III. Parliament knew he was not sane, and they treated him like a pet. Our present-day lords and ladies cannot allow this another moment. And we can only pray that he dies in his sleep. Should Bob Coffin remain for the next couple of months on the city council, Las Vegas City Council? It's one thing to say we don't speak ill of the dead, but you don't wish death on anybody. And I'm guessing, I could be wrong, is this a threat to the President of the United States? Secret Service may have something to say about this. This hour of Live and Local Now is brought to you in part by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. In fact, I go by there for lunch, twice, maybe three times a week? Might be going today. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Okay, I want to take you to the audio sound bites because there's been a controversy that has bubbled up in the last 24 hours. And it's between the President of the United States and Judge Andrew Napolitano. I want you to hear, let's go to cut two first. Cut two. Judge Andrew Napolitano, Maria Bartiromo reads from, and this was on Fox Business, reads from a Trump tweet about Judge Andrew Napolitano. Here it is.
Ever since Andrew came to my office to ask that I appoint him to the U.S. Supreme Court, and I said no, he has been very hostile. Also asked for a pardon for his friend, a good pal of low rating Shepard Smith. Joining us right now is Fox News senior judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano to respond to all of this. Judge, good to see you this morning.
Good morning. Good morning. This is the way you treat your friends. How do you treat your enemies? Oh, boy.
So what happened? Did you ask him to put you on the Supreme Court? Supreme Court?
No.
Did you ask him to pardon a friend?
He and I spoke for about 3 hours in two 90-minute meetings. This is when he was the president-elect, about the type of person that should replace Justice Scalia. And in the process of my describing that person, and the person I was describing was then Judge Neil Gorsuch, he looked to me and said, "Sounds like you're describing yourself." I said, "No, no, I'm not describing myself. I'm describing Neil Gorsuch because you have this list of people from which you want to choose. And Judge Gorsuch is the person that I think most of your advisors are going to point to." This was early on in the process. So he said, "All right, give me a spiel as to why I should put you on." Now, who would turn that down? I gave him the spiel, so to speak. And somebody else in the room said, "You know, that's pretty interesting, but the judge is a little long in the tooth," to which the president said, "Blank you," to the person who said the judge is long in the tooth. "I'm 4 years older than the judge, and I'm about to become president." It was that kind of a conversation.
This isn't the only little controversy that has bubbled up. There is a difference of opinion when it comes to the president and obstruction of justice. And Judge Andrew Napolitano disagrees with Alan Dershowitz. They agree on a lot of stuff. I mean, I've heard them on the same side of a lot of these legal issues. They are on different sides of this particular issue. This is Judge Andrew Napolitano on last night with Martha McCallum talking about the difference of opinion.
I usually leave Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and some of these other freshmen like Ilhan Omar and Tlaib alone because basically when they speak, it's a gift.
Yeah, let's... was that cut eight? Did I just have it mislabeled? Okay, I had it mislabeled. Sorry about that. Anyway, but Judge Andrew Napolitano disagrees with Alan Dershowitz. And... I'll simply tell you, I don't know who's right. They're both pretty smart guys. You know, when it comes to the law, but I'm not quite sure who is right, who is wrong. Coming up in the program, we will let you hear from Judge Napolitano. We'll do that. We're gonna take a quick break, and then we'll come back. We'll also get to some calls. I promise. 844. The number 2, Nevada, that's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us as we continue live and local now.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem. Like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
My fellow Nevadans, have you been wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
Valley Electric Association is working to be as transparent as possible with our members, now more than ever. Our interim CEO has opened the books, providing members with monthly financials, board reports, an annual review by auditors, and expanded content on our websites for ease of access and transparency. VEA has reduced our annual operating expenses by $11 million, with further savings still to come. Valley Electric Association, we are your cooperative, your community, and we're your neighbors.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Okay, I promised you Judge Andrew Napolitano, but I want you to hear Alan Dershowitz, who apparently disagrees with Judge Napolitano, Martha McCallum kind of holding court. This was last night on Fox News Channel.
I think Judge Napolitano is terrific, and we often agree about the law. But in my introduction to the Mueller report, right, I go through the elements of obstruction of justice. The act itself has to be illegal. It can't be an act that is authorized under Article 2 of the Constitution.
So firing the FBI director
can't, it's not even a close case.
Not even a close case, but that is not what Judge Andrew Napolitano said, Fox News senior judicial analyst. So what's your response?
Well, I was not privileged enough to be one of his students, but I am privileged enough to be his friend. And he's right. We do agree on many instances, but not on this one. I would argue, and candidly, the good professor recognizes that he and the attorney general are in a camp almost by themselves, and virtually all of law enforcement, including the Department of Justice, is in the camp that says the statute means what it says, and you can interfere with justice, you can obstruct justice, even if the underlying event that's being examined by the, that you're interfering with, is not a crime. Example, Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick of Detroit was convicted of obstructing justice for interfering with an investigation into his extramarital affair. The extramarital affair is not criminal. Martha Stewart was famously convicted of obstructing of justice for insider trading, even though the insider trading charges against her had been dismissed.
I've never understood that, and it really piqued my interest during the Martha Stewart case, because how can you lie about something that didn't happen? So she was not guilty of insider trading, but they said that she lied about it, which
correct.
is it is the insider trading?
So here's the thing that people choose not to look at. The statute prohibits all attempts to interfere with the government. So if you think you're interfering with the government, if your purpose is to interfere with the government in order to save yourself, not to help the government, then you have committed the crime of obstruction. If you do nothing, no crime, because silence is not a crime.
That is Judge Andrew Napolitano, along with, of all people, Martha McCallum. Two pretty smart legal minds. I want you to hear Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson came on. Did you hear him last night? Came unglued last night on his show. They were talking about the White House Correspondents' Dinner and criticism of the president for not showing up at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Instead, he went to Green Bay and gave a speech. I mean, it was a great speech. This is cut seven. And this is Tucker Carlson talking about essentially what that White House Correspondents' Dinner morphed into was kind of a First Amendment thing. Listen to Tucker Carlson. He was brilliant.
Now, I'm delighted to make a spirited case tonight for the First Amendment. We now have to fight hard for basic truths we once took for granted. Like every future president, Washington felt maligned and misunderstood by the press, but he never generalized that into a vendetta against the institution. I think you're doing noble work to preserve democracy at a time when a rising tide of misinformation, masquerading as news, threatens to make a mockery of the First Amendment. Donald J. Trump is not the first and won't be the last American president to create jitters about the First Amendment. But what is happening today is perhaps even more insidious, a relentless campaign against the very credibility of the news media. This is a glorious tradition. You folks are part of it, and we can't have politicians trampling on it with impunity.
People are doubting the news media. That's wrong. You're seeing misinformation masquerading as news, they're telling us. And actually, they're right. We have seen a lot of that recently. How about the last 2 years of Russia coverage on CNN, for example? Michael Cohen met secretly with Russian spies in Prague. John Don Jr. is about to be indicted. The Steele dossier is entirely real. They told us all of that and much more, all of it wrong and stupid and totally dishonest. The New York Times, The Washington Post won Pulitzers for what turned out to be misinformation masquerading as news. Last Saturday night would have been a perfect moment, actually, to apologize for that debacle and return the prizes they won. But no
apologize for that debacle and return the prize.
Instead, they celebrated themselves. No surprise there. That's what they do. What was odd, though, was hearing them talk about free speech. The First Amendment is, in fact, under ferocious attack, really more than any time in the last 50 years, at least. And yet the people in that room don't seem to notice. Where were these same people last summer when the big tech companies colluded to silence broadcaster Alex Jones? Alex Jones, he's bad. CNN literally led the effort to make him be quiet. Jeff Zucker doesn't agree with Alex Jones' political views. Therefore, he thinks Alex Jones shouldn't be allowed to talk. So Zucker shut him up by force. Did anyone at Saturday's dinner mention any of that? And where were they when Facebook and Twitter blocked ads supporting Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn because they criticized abortion? Where were they when Tommy Robinson went to prison in the UK for having unfashionable views about immigration? Where were they when James Damore got fired and then slandered by Google for questioning the company's diversity theology? Where were they when Peter Vlaming lost his job teaching in Virginia because he wouldn't use male pronouns to describe a female student? Did any of the First Amendment defenders, here's the First Amendment, they say, at the dinner on Saturday say a single word about any of this? Of course they didn't. Their job, they say, is to hold the powerful to account. But when given the chance to push back against the truly powerful, the actually powerful, the we're not even kidding powerful, Google, Amazon, Facebook, PayPal, do they say anything? Ever? No, of course not. They suck up every single time. They suck up to power because that's who they are, dutiful toadies to the powerful, defending class interests and pretending it is principle. Fine. That's who they are. Just don't lecture us about speech, please.
Yeah, please. Please don't lecture us when it comes to people like that. Can I tell you, though, I think he nailed it on that particular issue. I think he really did nail it. I really believe that Tucker Carlson, I think, got it exactly right. Let's get to your phone calls and see what's on your mind. Let's go to Gary. Gary, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hello, Kevin.
What's up, man?
I don't want to be off subject, but I don't want to be off subject. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Oh, I just want to say that I believe that we should just change our policy about North Korea. Why don't we just pressure them to sign a peace treaty and end whatever it is, a war or a police state between South Korea and North Korea, because they don't have radical Muslims over there. Keep the nuclear weapons. Stop threatening us and everybody with them. Keep the nuclear weapons. What's the big deal? Don't sell them to any other countries, and we'll start getting rid of the sanctions on you. What is so complicated about all that? I don't understand why it's that complicated.
Here's the problem, that now you've got Kim Jong-un is kind of muddying the waters by bringing the Russians into it, and the Chinese, and that these are going to become essentially six-party talks. That to me is not the answer. The answer is for the U.S. and Korea to sit down, North Korea to sit down, and to figure out what the best way to peace is on the Korean Peninsula. But what's happened now is that the essentially what has happened is the Russians and the Chinese are involved, and now it becomes, you know, a bigger deal. Anyway, you want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? Here's how you do it. And as I look at the clock, we are coming dangerously close to the wall-to-wall free-for-all. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. This is where you get a chance to call in, talk about what it is that matters to you. It may be something we talked about earlier in the day, something we talked about earlier in the week, maybe last week. Or maybe it's something we haven't talked about that we should be talking about. We make it that easy. Oh, and by the way, this whole thing is driving me nuts. Again, let's go see if we can quickly go to cut one. This is Judge Andrew Napolitano. I was on with Maria Bartiromo yesterday on Fox Business and responded to the Trump tweets, in particular that request for a pardon. Here it is.
The pardon that he and I discussed is of a mutual friend of his and mine, and he asked me to tell me what the person was convicted of, and if I thought the conviction was just. I described what the person was convicted of. I described that it was just. The president used a very strong term to condemn the conviction, and he said, you know this person as well as I do. Call this person up and tell him, tell this person he's going to be on the list of pardons that I will seriously consider. That was the extent of that conversation. Look, I thought the president's comments were brilliant. He wanted to divert attention from what Mueller had said about him and what I had commented about Mueller to his relationship with me. His relationship with me is not the story. He and I have been friends for 30 years and probably will be for the next 30 years.
Wow. Stick around. More to do as we can. You know what's next. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You call in. You tell me what you want to talk about. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, the program, live and local now.
790, Las Vegas, and 98.1, Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by my buddy Sam Peters at Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation and ranks in the top 10% of Allstate agents nationally. Auto, home, life, and retirement, they got it all. Call Sam right now. Pick up the phone and call him. Tell him I sent you. 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000. Joining us now, he is a candidate for Congress in CD4, and he joins us. He is Jim Marchant, former assemblyman, and he joins us. Jim, first of all, thanks for joining us. What is life like out on the campaign trail as you run in a very large district in CD4?
A lot of driving, but a lot of great people. That's one thing that I'm seeing out there. It's just the salt of the earth people, and I love them.
I love it that that you're having fun and that you're getting out and meeting people. By the way, just a quick note, and this is for my friends in Winnemucca and Elko. You've been getting snow all morning along the I-80 corridor. Be careful, please. If you're in Winnemucca or you're in Elko, just be safe and be careful out there. Hey, the reason I wanted to get you on, this is a story that has bubbled up just in the last few days. And it is Bob Coffin, a member of the city council. He's not running for re-election that I know of. But he tweeted out something that was just bizarre. Essentially, we can only pray that he dies in his sleep. They're talking about the president of the United States. What did you take from that tweet? And if you want, give some background to it.
Well, he was responding to a Ralston tweet, I think, and he said that. He said, I could read the whole thing, but basically he said that it'd be nice if President Trump just died in his sleep. And, so that's not very good. That's something terrible to say about anybody, right? Especially an elected official. And so I think that he should be condemned for it. I think he should resign now, even though he's not running again. I realize that. But, he shouldn't serve another minute in office, somebody that has those kind of views.
Jim, I saw that there is a petition out there calling on Coffin to resign. Did you create
right.
it? Is this something?
I did. Yeah, I did. I created a petition. I put out a press release, I think it was yesterday, basically asking Horsford to condemn him and for Coffin to resign. And for people that wanted to, they could sign a petition.
And where can they go to sign the petition?
Let me see here. Hang on. It's let me get you that address in a minute. I'll look for it while we're talking.
Okay. Now, my guess is, I could be wrong on this, but I'm guessing the Secret Service might want to talk to him.
Well, that's what we're hoping. And I had some calls from some journalist, and so we'll see if they get involved. I'm hoping they will. As much as I didn't like Barack Obama, I never wished that he would die, right? I mean, it's like, that's pretty bad. So the Secret Service should definitely look into it. Let's see if they will.
Let me ask you, and I'm glad we've got you on, and we can get that that address for the petition, because
right.
I think that's something people need. To be able to sign this petition and get this guy out. I mean, if he's spending his odds, he must have too much time on his hands, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Right, exactly. It's just unbelievable that somebody would do that.
Let me ask you. You've had a chance to travel CD4, and I'm curious what you're hearing from people.
Yeah, just the people are happy about the economy. They're, our economy's booming here in Nevada, and they're very happy with what President Trump is doing, and they want him to continue. We need to, my opinion, we need to lower taxes again and keep this economy going, and that's what I'm hearing. They love what he's doing on the border. They want the wall built. More than the wall built, they just want our border secured. And I'm hearing that we need to change the laws down there because the laws are not stacked in the favor of being able to secure our border. We need to really secure our border and change those laws, and that's what I'm hearing. And they're just a little bit, they're happy right now that the economy's good.
Let me ask you, the president has threatened to not just secure our borders, but to seal our borders. Would you go as far as that if Mexico or Guatemala or El Salvador or other Central American countries don't keep these caravans from our southern border?
Yeah, temporarily. Of course, we know sealing them is not good for our economy, and we need to be aware of that. But we do, despite what everybody says, we have a crisis on our border. I mean, if you look at the news every night, and you see all of those people coming up from the south, and I heard last night that it's people from everywhere now, not just South America and Central America. They're coming from everywhere because they know they can get in. And my problem is, look at all the diseases they're bringing in. I mean, we got rid of a lot of diseases in our country for a long time, and now look at what's coming back in. And it's scary. It's awfully scary. And we need to secure our border.
Did you ever get that address? Otherwise, we can get it from you at a later date. But
I don't have it. I'll text you in a couple of minutes with it.
That would be great. Jim Marchand, always good. If folks want to know more about your campaign in CD4, where do they go?
They go to my website, which is pretty simple, www.jimmarchant.com, and that's JimMarchant.com.
Very good, very good. Hey, listen, you have a great one. We will keep in touch.
All right, I'll send you that link right now.
That'd be great. Thanks. That's Jim Marchant, former assemblyman in District, I want to say 37. Could be wrong on that. But he's also running in CD4. And it's hard to believe, though, like what the caucuses are like in February. Yeah, in that why? I mean, we think it's like months and years away. It's right on top of us. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to your phone calls. A lot of you out there want to talk, and we're going to give you that opportunity. In fact, let's begin with let's begin with Harris. Harris, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Well, Mr. Marchand sort of beat me to the punch on it, but we have a national health emergency with a measles epidemic being spread in this country. The only way to stop it is with this national health emergency is to seal the border. We have to save the country. Otherwise, we're dying from the inside out.
Do you think there is a correlation between this measles outbreak and you know, for instance, we had 100,000. We're roughly on 100,000 per month are coming to our border.
I think that it's criminal that the CDC and certain experts are coming on trying to blame Orthodox Jewish communities and Christians homeschooling and blaming American citizens for this epidemic rather than the obvious unfortunate sick children coming in thousands a day and Baptist family services, Jewish family services, and Catholic family services with brand new vans at 20,000 each, transporting them all around the country and sickening kids in schools and states all around America. And this is the worst thing that is going on. And Donald Trump has to shut the border down. If he doesn't, we need a new president.
There you go. Harris, by the way, do you like your brand new, relatively new talk radio station, 98.1?
When it comes in and they're not trying to knock it off the air with static or knocking it off the radio.
Yeah, there you go. They're always trying to do that. They're always trying to do that. Anyway, it's a conspiracy, I'm sure. we'll get to more of your calls coming up. You know what we're doing? We're doing your wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's where you call in, talk about what is on your mind. I've just freed up one line, so if you want to jump in right now, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, the program Live and Local now. All of us live in the desert, and yet many homeowners take trees on their property for granted. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Why are trees important to you and your family? Well, they're a major part of the huge investment you've made in your home. For many families, trees provide something in short supply across the Las Vegas Valley. It's called shade. If you're a homeowner with trees on your property, you need to check out my friends at Mr. Tree Service. Mr. Tree is a licensed Nevada State contractor. Certified arborist Joe Noriega and his amazing team of full-time tree care professionals can prune to bring out the safety, health, and beauty of your trees. Mr. Tree Service has the size and experience to do the big jobs right. They're perfect for HOAs and commercial assignments. Check out Mr. Tree Service at MrTreeLV.com or get a free quote by calling 702-401-6277. That's 702-401-6277. All across the Las Vegas Valley, it's Mr. Tree Service.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's $1.29 chicken taco day. You heard it right. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy tacos. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each. Add a refreshing drink and perfecto. $1.29 chicken tacos, only at Roberto's Taco Shop. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
By the way, we mentioned the Joe Biden polling. Joe Biden polling at 39%, a new CNN poll just released. And he's at 39%. Bernie's at 15%. Everybody else is well below that. I'll tell you what, it doesn't say much about the other 19 candidates. And listen to Joe Biden. Let's go to cut three. Because Joe Biden opened his speech with a reference to the Poway synagogue attack. This was Joe Biden yesterday.
My name is Joe Biden, and I am Joe Biden's husband.
That's how I'm known back home. That's how I'm known most places. Thank you, Renice. And before I begin, what I want to do is I want to take a moment, quite frankly, to reflect on something that happened here in the state not long ago. A matter of fact, very recently. The reflects on the anti-Semitic attack that took place this weekend in Poway Synagogue in California. One dead, three injured. But folks, we saw hate in Charlottesville. We saw it again in Pittsburgh at the Tree of Life Synagogue, the attack of the deadliest in American history on a Jewish community. And we're reminded again that we are in a battle. We are in a battle for America's soul. I really believe that. And we have to restore it.
Which follows nicely because I want to go to Eric Swalwell. It is weird how these people do it. Let's go to cut five. Eric Swalwell, for those of you that don't know, is one of the other 19 announced candidates for the Democrat nomination for president. Was on last night with Anna Cabrera on CNN and almost immediately defaulted to gun control, which they now say is gun safety and, you know, that kind of thing. But this is Cut 5, Eric Swalwell with Anna Cabrera defaulting to gun control after talking about the synagogue shootings in Poway.
We're told that this is a divisive issue by the people who want us to do nothing. I've come to see that that is actually a tactic. It's not where most Americans are. It's supposed to be a hot stove so that we just have thoughts and prayers and then we do nothing. And if we're just going to respond mass shooting to mass shooting, we'll never make progress to end gun violence. And so, Aaron, Anna, keep your pistols, keep your shotguns, keep your rifles. I just happen to believe that some weapons are too dangerous and belong only on battlefields.
You can, of course, address the weapons used, but what do you think needs to happen to address the hate that could be a potential motivator for attacks like this?
It starts with leadership. You know, you denounce white nationalist groups even when they praise you as a president, that you have the Department of Justice treat this as domestic terrorism, that you make sure in our schools that our children are learning tolerance and diversity as soon as possible. But mostly it's having a president when he or she sees suffering, that their instinct would be to heal us. When he or she sees division, that their instinct would be to unite us. And I think that's missing right now in America.
You sit on the House Intelligence Committee. Are you aware of any chatter on attacks at places of worship?
Well, what I can tell you is the committee has a continuing interest, as does the Judiciary Committee, where I'm also on the rise of white nationalism in America. And I don't think it's an accident that this occurred, you know, on the final day of Passover. And so, you know, this was not given any attention in the last Congress, even after Charlottesville. But it is going to get more attention now.
Eric Swalwell, he is one of the nobodies running for president on the Democrat ticket. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. You can check it out right now, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Oh my gosh, you know what it's time for now?
It's time for Nevada Voices.
Hi, I'm Daniel Hontru, Senior Policy Analyst for Nevada Policy. When the Nevada legislature is in session, there are a lot of special interests trying to tell lawmakers how to spend your tax dollars. Lobbyists, labor unions, cronies from all industries, they're all in Carson City trying to get a piece of your hard-earned money. So, who's speaking on behalf of you, on behalf of taxpayers? That's why this year, Nevada Policy is on the ground in Carson City. I'm here, in the legislature, making sure that real Nevadans, taxpayers, parents, and business owners have a voice this session. It's more important than ever that we take an active role this year. That's why Nevada Policy is getting more involved and making it easier for you to get involved as well. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to track the bills we're watching and to stay up to date about how lawmakers are trying to spend your money. Be sure to visit Nevada Policy's online legislative tracker to follow the issues that matter the most at NevadaPolicy.org. That's NevadaPolicy.org, because someone has to speak for taxpayers this session.
Back to your phone calls we go. You want to join us? Want to be a part of the show? You can. In fact, we've still got a few minutes. 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. Let's go to Frank. Frank, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about today?
Well, that President Hussein VP Biden, he's got some nerve, I tell you. He left a suffix off the word soul. He's soulless, and you think I'm kidding. Watch him. Watch the tape of him grilling the Supreme Court Justice Thomas on natural law. I mean, the man it disdains God at the very least. When you watch him do this, you got him at 39. His base doesn't care that he sleeps with the devil. He will garner 47% if he lasts long enough. And the comments by the fake stream and the leftist pundits, that tells you they know they don't have it. They don't have a shot in hell of beating Trump. Trump's already 7-5 across the pond. Biden's closest at 14-1. That's why they're going balls to the walls on trying to get to get him illegally out. The demon rats, the fake stream, it is smear and slander. It's befuddling how they get away with it.
We've been told that the Democrat Party, the Demo rats, are essentially tilting way, 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 way to the left. So tell me how you explain 39%. And the nearest rival, Bernie, is at 15. How do you explain that?
Bernie did, he got right in line after he got screwed over. I mean, that tells you about these people. They are agenda-driven Marxists. They mean for the demolition of our Constitution, of America. They are part of the New World Order. And we're in a fight for our lives, Kevin. Thank you.
There you go. No, he is right, though. That we are in the fight of our lifetime. And President Trump is leading the charge. But he cannot do this alone. I don't think he can just wrinkle his nose and fix this. I'm sorry, but I just don't think so. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and Las Vegas Cyclery, by the way, has a wide variety of the latest e-bikes for those of you who want to ride again, but you have some physical limitations. Check them out, LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Tomorrow, we'll take you live to Carson City. They are into week 13. Week 13 of the 80th Nevada Legislature. And bills are starting to be passed. We'll introduce you to a member of the legislature who's actually passed a bill. I mean, I thought nothing had passed. Isn't that weird? But we're getting to that point. Again, first week of June is when everything kind of comes to a head. But we'll give you the latest. We'll give you the latest from Carson City. To our friends in Winnemucca and Elko, where you've been having snow all morning, be careful out there, would you please? The I-80 corridor may be a little slippery. Be careful, would you please? Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, live and local now. Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. But boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. 7-9.